Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. It's been a little bit of deja vu in the Gunflint corridor. The weather outside's been frightful, only not what we would have expected. A second consecutive monthly meltdown has tormented us since we last met on the radio. Thus, when we did have available moisture, it came in the liquid form. One thing positive, we still need this stuff, regardless of the delivery scheme. Rain in January is not good. It makes for sloppy slush, glazed roadways and driveways, dripping rooftops, and dangerous mobility circumstances. Over 1/2 inch of rain fell in the Wildersmith neighborhood. Our already thin white carpet has been changed to a patchwork of dead needle brown and dirty-looking urban snow. Then, after doing damage to the crystal charm of our winter landscape and dealing a setback to several outdoor activities, the atmospheric deity sent us back into the freezer. As I scribed this week's scoop, we were recording minus-something readings in the mercury column. On top of going another week without having to start the snowblower and keeping me from the enjoyment of a midwinter snowfall clearing, the driveway is now a glazed accident waiting to happen. The Smith vehicle has logically been moved to the top of the hill approach for fear of being stranded, though I can think of worse places to be mired. This is okay from an exercise viewpoint, but requires mandatory ice gripper application to get at it. I think that the subtle point is being made that spring will be early once again in the Northland. To make things even more chafing to we winter worshippers, seed and plant catalogs are already finding their way into our mailboxes. Perhaps those filing such documents have an in with the one controlling these unwelcome seasonal occurrences. It's just plain depressing. This atypical weather, however, has been a blessing for the construction projects being administered by the Gunflint Trail Fire Department and EMT volunteers. The addition at Fire Hall No. 2, Gunflint Lake, is now completed, and finishing touches are being applied to the two new structures at Mid-Trail Hall No. 1. Meanwhile, the earth preparations were completed at Hall No. 3 on Seagull Lake by the end of fall. Future work at this site will continue in the coming construction season. Yours truly had the opportunity to walk through one of the two new structures at Mid-Trail. This building is set to become the facility that will accommodate not only volunteer training sessions and a command post in emergency situations, but also a unique gathering place in the Mid-Trail area for community functions. I was blown away at the organization and work that has gone into bringing this much-needed improvement to fruition in such a short time. Tremendous thanks are extended to the organizers, design people, fundraisers, building trades contractors, and many financial backers and contributors. Job well done. Gunflint residents will surely be pleased and proud of these facility additions and updates. Another important Gunflint Trail community function, the annual canoe races, is heading into early planning stages for next July. A call from the chair people a while back finds they have their heads together and are kicking off initial phases of event organization. It seems hard to believe that we should be thinking of that happening already, but it's a significant undertaking, requiring attention to dozens of details. The big weekend for ice anglers was most unpleasant, what with the sloppy conditions. Yet their enthusiasm for short pole fishing went undaunted, as the roar of power sleds and ice augers have dinged the silence of the territory. Questionable ice thickness may be holding some modes of outdoor protection on shorelines, but those portable, lightweight shanties have been popping up all over area lakes. Happy fishing to all, and please be good stewards of the lake upon which you stand. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor an adventure on the trail.